This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Theater of the People presents Project P, the Property Line Punch-Out. It's a double feature, Edna St. Vincent Millay's Aria da Capo, and a brand new play, Albert Powell's A Sandcastle in the Sky. Our guest is one of the founding members of the Theater of the People, David Noskow. The other founding member, Hannah Moss, is resting at home with a brand new addition to the family. Congratulations, David.
Thank you. Heinrich Wilde is in the world.
All right. Now, Aria da Capo, 1920, it's Edna St. Vincent Millay's reaction, really, to World War I. It begins with a pair of airheads, if there ever were a pair. And then we get a peasant story. We get a folk story.
Really, just neighboring shepherds who don't necessarily have lines that they abide by, especially if you're dealing with animals who graze. So in this case, their sheep are just kind of grazing on each other's lawns. And at some point, a fence is introduced to divide the property, which then they quickly realize is dividing the resources from the actual animals. And it's a matter of access to resources from that point forward.
So an imaginary line all of a sudden is separating them from water. It separates them later from what may be diamonds and rubies or something else that sheep can't eat, and eventually leads to tragedy.
That's correct. Why we are particularly attracted to this piece is the subtlety of what starts off as a small conflict or a small divide, and that little disagreement that is just a sliver, really. There's any number of ways that we could work through that problem. Sometimes, though, the solution is the divide and conquer mentality of let's put down the line in the sand. You know, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. And then now we're kind of at each other's throats to figure out how we can cooperate in ways that we need in order to sustain ourselves.
And it ends once again with the pair of airheads coming back, contemplating the dead bodies of the two shepherds.
And in fact, just put a table over it so that they can continue their dinner.
This land was made for you and me.
Now, you've paired this with a new play, Albert Powell's A Sandcastle in the Sky, treating some of the same material.
Yes, I was inspired by Aria da Capo from Edna St. Vincent Millay. She's one of my inspirations on the short list of those I would actually put up in the realm of Gandhi and Mother Teresa, and just philosophically in tune with the humanist viewpoint. And she wrote this play post-World War I in the aftermath of the carnage of that conflict. I'm writing it from a post-September 11th Afghanistan-Iraq situation where I'm trying to incorporate the same commedia dell'arte farcical style, just modernize it in a way to where it's still a property line dispute, it still involves neighbors. It's just maybe something our modern audience in today's time can really wrap their head around. This kind of developed out of a playwriting class I took at IU, and what I'm most proud of as a playwright thus far is the feedback I've received, not just from the actors involved, but folks have a hard or a difficult time projecting any one conflict onto it. So depending on kind of what's fresh in your mind or what you're passionate about as an audience, you can easily kind of put that onto it. So really anything dealing with manifest destiny or just one neighbor who feels that they should have power over another neighbor in terms of property, it can fit right in. It's not necessarily grounded in any one conflict. As I found in Edna St. Vincent Millay, sometimes it's the underlining perceptions that continue throughout time while the names of the conflicts change and the characters change, but the issues sometimes seem the same.
We've been talking with David Noskow, founder of Theater of the People with Hannah Moss, about their upcoming Project P, the Property Line Punch-Out, with A Sandcastle in the Sky by Albert Powell and Aria da Capo by Edna St. Vincent Millay in the Rose Fire Bay at the John Waldron Arts Center with shows on April 9th, 10th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
This land was made for you and me.